Well, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. I hope you're doing great. Today is Thursday, September 3rd. It's crazy that we're almost through this year. Listen, I wanted to share a story. I was on a call yesterday morning. Usually on Wednesday mornings, I can listen in to different speakers, like 6 o'clock in the morning Colorado time, so it's a little bit early. But the speaker yesterday was really, really good. And what he was talking about when he started, he was talking about all the voices that are going on right now in the world and in your head and everything else. And it's created confusion. I mean, who do you believe? Who don't you believe? What's the right answer? What's not the right answer? You know, as it relates to COVID and other things going on in the nation. I mean, there's just so many voices and the confusion around that. And I can personally tell you that oftentimes with all of those voices, I am usually confused. Like, what is the answer here? What do we do? And how do we move forward? And then he went into talking about love and kindness and kind of the theme that we've had all year from really March of living a life of love. And then he talked about three things to be aware of when you are learning something new or reading something new, especially around kindness and love and that. And so maybe it's a self-help book, maybe it's an author that you enjoy reading, whatever that may be. But the three points that he brought up, and I thought I'd share with y'all because I just really liked them. And the first one is when you're going through something, how do you read it? So when you read something that seems inspiring or whatever, how are you reading it? And then the second point is how do you interpret it? So you read it, now you've got to interpret that. What does that mean to you? And then how do you live it out? Do you actually do something with it? You know, oftentimes I'll read a book or I'll read a quote or something like that, and it's great, you know, and I get excited about it in the moment, and then it kind of fades away. But I really am going to take these three points and try to really work on those. So how do you read it? How do you interpret it? And then how are you living that out? So anyway, hopefully you have a great day and a great weekend ahead, great holiday weekend. Really do appreciate everybody. Continue to live a life of love and control those voices in your head. And I will attempt to do the same. Take care. Bye.